Happy New Year! Negroes, Negrettes, and everybody else.
Wow.
Niggets. Why are your hands folded?
Why are you acting like...
I'm holding myself right now.
I was going to say, you look like the morning after.
I was wondering, and I hold myself. All right. Happy New
Year. Look, we got enough renditions of songs that we didn't ask for. We don't need anything else.
Oh, that's right. Daniel Caesar. I could go. Never mind.
No.
Y'all, welcome back to the Listening Party. You know, the podcast where we give you the hot takes over the musical landscape. I'm your boy, Neek, and we are back. It's a new year, 2021.
We back.
And it's official. Trump is out of office. I don't care if you don't agree with our political statement here.
That Cheeto head ass snow possum is out. Bitch is fucking out. And permanently banned from Twitter.
Fuck Donald Trump.
So you already know
that shit should be number one right now, though.
I'm ready to
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
That's right. Now, I'm going to put my business out there. Yes, I got my $600, but I want my $1,400. I want the rest of it.
Right, I want the
money. Must be nice.
You ain't getting it. You didn't get it?
I'm not getting it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Shondo.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move on to my to my right.
Let's all have a word of prayer for Zach.
Stimmy check.
What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Besides being 600 in the hole.
Hey, man.
That's tough.
What a bright side. Not more. You'll get more of your taxes back.
That's
than
right.
Else.
You will.
This is true.
I'm
going to file them joints early this year. What?
Oof. Get 15th. The bag. 15th is when it starts. Stop playing.
That's right. C, how you doing, ma'am?
You know, I'm here feeling like poetic justice.
All right.
Janet braids in.
That's right.
Lashes on fleek.
That's right. I was going to let you fit there. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I can't. It took a lot of energy to get that fake high right now. I'm getting up there. I can't do
it. He was probably trying to sing Kendrick anyway.
Yeah, I was. Actually.
I was like, he didn't care about no Janet. All right. And last, well, not last. AJ, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You can get it. How are you, Nick?
Man, I'm good. I'm all right. Thank you. Somebody finally asked. I'm good. Justice. Loving it. Trying to stay COVID free in these streets and everything. It's all good. Anything else?
Just whether do I have a hot take or not?
No. Do you have one? That's supposed to be, you know, just you're just supposed to have it.
Well, in 5 years, hip hop will die.
Oh, all right. Last but not least, we have this new past.
But it will.
It will evolve. It won't die.
We don't die. We multiply.
That's right.
Everybody's kids. But no,
we got. No, it's not for real. We got Eli. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, bro. That's good. I can't lie. 2021, great year so far.
Is it?
It's
a fun
year.
Though?
It's a fun year.
Yeah.
Full of surprises.
From the outside, it's a fun year.
Thank you for finally using the word.
I had to tell our friend.
He was like, Capital was overran by snow possums.
That's a good point.
Those spots of
coons. That's what I'm saying.
There was a peppering of
coons. I feel like they were just in there to figure out where their stimulus check was. But you know.
Niggas is in
there. Bruh.
Looking like my nigga from Impossible.
I'm going to tell you this. When Dre was on that table and one of our mutual friends made a joke, I was like, bro, it ain't the time for that.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's like, No. We didn't grab our hands together.
That's right.
We're not ready to lose Dre.
We're not ready to lose Dre.
What about Dre?
That's right.
But he pulled through, though.
Yo. He pulled through.
Amen.
He pulled
through. All right.
Amen. Blood pressure was up that night. I tell you.
What's up,
I was scared. When I heard that, I was scared.
See?
There you go.
I mean, if it happens, you know, it was his time.
He gave us beats. So
gave us beats. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's also adulterous man who has put a woman through turmoil for 30 years. So let us continue.
All right.
I've been set straight.
I know who C so hasn't been listening to. So I want to ask the rest of y'all who y'all been listening to recently.
Never mind.
Who y'all been listening to recently on rotation?
I started off
Playboy Cardi. Eli said he in the
I'm not doing this year.
Y'all, people live below me, nigga.
I'm not doing this in 2021.
Just to let y'all know, I did say he was going to drop at least 100K. He did 115K on Christmas Day. Like, that's what I was going to say.
So
like,
Playboy Cardi released new music, and he did well.
Music.
Okay.
Can you hear the finger quotes in the microphone?
Before Eli, go ahead. Before Eli continues his statement of what he's been listening to. I would just like to point out that he raised his voice in front of the mic. So 2021 is going off to a great start. Because I said everybody was going to raise their voice. Oh, okay. Secondly, don't do that shit again because you are in my house. Carry on.
Go ahead. Who else besides Playboy Cardi? You want to elaborate on that?
I am going to elaborate. I listened to the album 7 times. So
for completion? What?
From start to finish. Start to finish.
No, the album like 10 minutes? The number of completion? So you listen to it 7 times for completion?
We budget church kids, man. Yes.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because like this album, all I'm going to say is like,
How are you alive?
Because this album was experimental. And just look at all the artists that actually, their third project, like Tyler, the Creator. Like, people didn't even fuck with Cherry Bomb. Look at him now. Like, people didn't like fuck with A$AP Rocky's testing album. Look what he's going to do, like, probably this year.
We're not about to compare. Why are you saying why? Why are you giving me opportunity?
First of all, I was about to agree with you on your hot take that hip hop about to die if he over here saying that shit about Playboy.
Cardi.
He listened to 441 minutes of that album.
Did you really look it up?
Yeah, he did the math.
Gosh. He did the fucking math.
441 minutes of that album.
I can understand why. Are you proud of yourself?
In defensible
defense, it is different than Dilate.
As an artist, you should.
So what I've been listening to, guys.
Okay, Zach.
What I've been listening to, I listened to Late Registration this week. I've been preparing myself for, you know, the next Kanye project post Kim, since apparently this divorce is a real thing. So I've been listening to a few different Kanye projects to just, you know, see where he's, see the evolution and see where we might be going next. I don't know where it's going to be exactly. I can't wait to mention this. Until the Bop or Not section, I've been listening to Good Days at least 3 times a day. Mm. So, it's just a good way to start your day. And then, like, car ride home, sun going down. It's a vibe.
Or when the sun's coming up.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Mm. On the way to work.
It makes for a good day, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
So, yeah, I haven't really been listening too much. Podcast-wise, I've been listening to different podcasts. My Favorite Murder, Joe Budden podcast, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, going into a place of business to work and not being at home, I'm missing listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
I have to listen to Joe on the way to work and on the way home.
See, I listen to podcasts while I'm at work because usually, you know, since the way that my schedule is set now, I don't have to be dealing with people for like the second half of my day. Mm-hmm. So I'll just let the podcast play and be working.
So, what I've been listening to is Cali Uchis. I went ahead and took a check at her album, Sin Miedo. I don't speak Spanish, so I apologize. But that album's actually pretty good. I also checked out Kate.
Is that the most recent one, or is that?
Yeah, that's the most recent project. It's actually pretty decent. I think there's probably, like, out of the album, I probably don't really care for, like, 2 or 3. That's it.
Kate, I've checked her out. She's an Australian R&B artist. And I'm like, bitch, ooh, yes, I love her. She only has one EP, which is weird. And it released in like 2016, 2017. And it only has 5 songs. But she has released singles, but it's like once a damn year. So, Kate, yeah, I need you to hop on the train.
K-A-T.
K-A-I-I-T.
Of course.
So maybe it's Katie. K-T. Yeah, maybe. I also went ahead and checked out.
He's probably just kite. Kite. Too close. Australian.
That's too close.
Lord.
Go ahead.
Have mercy. I went ahead and checked out. I went back in my early 2000s bag and listened to Destiny's Child, Destiny Fulfilled. And
I did listen to some Destiny.
That's
Child
really good.
Is Kennedy you on there?
Yes, it is.
I had a very long discussion.
Kennedy video on the award show.
Yeah, that award show thread thing that got sent out.
Saying why they give Magic Johnson a Michelle?
That's what I said. That was you. I was like, why the fuck they do her like this? You over here, Kelly Rowland got it's, fucking Nelly, and Beyonce got fucking Maine Terrence Howard, but then you got fucking Magic Johnson with Michelle.
Mind you, that was Terrence at the height of his Terrence-ness. Right. So, like. Just fucking Magic Johnson out of nowhere.
Before Music Power. Whatever. What's the name of the show?
Empire.
Music Power.
Lord. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been checking out this power. Week.
Which I think it came before Power. So.
It did.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
It was only like a couple weeks before Power, really. Yeah.
Music Power. Music Power. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I haven't really been listening to too much this week. I listened to Toby Lou put out a new single the other day. I really like Toby Lou. Like, he slept on.
You put me on, yeah, bro, nice.
Yeah. So, what else? Good Days. That's been pretty much it. But I was bumping, anime openings and stuff, but other than that, nothing.
To jump back in, I was listening to Frank, the Lucy said he dropped after Blonde. Mm-hmm. Went and visited that one. Those, especially Chanel. Wait,
DHL.
Yeah, DHL is one of them, and then there's just like, is that there's
Chanel
biking.
Was after
after Blonde.
Yeah,
I thought I knew it was a single. I thought it was before Blonde for some reason.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Frank lately. I need to jump back in.
Reed, is that it for you?
Yeah.
For me, I took Zach home where he used to stay a couple months back, and I was letting him hear this guy named Jarrell Perry. And Jarrell Perry, he now goes by the name of Yore, Y-O-R-E. And he's always produced a lot of like just really good music that I like listening to. So I went back to that. Very airy. You can hear a lot of his productions, just very like, it incorporates a lot of like hard hitting, 808s and a lot of, just drum beats with like very lush types of string instruments or whatnot to kind of create, I guess, this contrast. And he has very rising voice, high voice. Also, Space Oddity, We Are King, the ladies, the duet We Are King released like as a tribute to David Bowie. I think he passed away about 2 years ago around this time, beginning of the year, 2018, or 3 years now. Space Oddity, so his famous track when he was Ziggy Stardust back in the 70s, is all one of his alter egos. And it's so funny because the rounds were being made, he went viral for when he was being interviewed. He asked about why aren't black artists being played on MTV. This is like
that video
came
back up. Yeah.
And the VJ was like, well, we got to think about, who's watching in the Midwest. And he said, there's black kids in the Midwest too.
When we always refer to the Midwest, it always boggles my mind. No one lives in the fucking Midwest.
No, they do. Chicago's in the Midwest.
Ohio,
Kansas City,
Midwest.
Exactly.
Ohio,
Indiana. They just talking about rural places in the Midwest, a bunch of white folks. Who probably, I'm not going to say they didn't have MTV, but I'm pretty sure that was like the last thing on their mind, because even those rock videos probably weren't being.
That's not your major
market
anyway.
You need to be marketing in the cities.
So I love that when they brought that back, that interview. Who else? My friend, one of these days we might do an adult game night playlist. And he asked me to contribute some tracks. So I was like, okay, cool. So he started putting a lot of old 90s rap, a lot of boom bap in there, a lot of good jazz samples. And it just started making me think about Electric Relaxation, you know, Tribe Called Quest, you know, Far Side, Can't Keep Running Away, you know, I Get Around, Tupac. So a lot of just songs that I remember being young and hearing these things, and I'm just like, okay, cool, it's rap. Because I was more of a pop kid growing up, but now I'm just like, the musicology that went into it, it was more than just samples. Someone had to break them down. Someone had to like split them up. Exactly. And so the art that went into it. So I really do appreciate that. And when I got my hair cut the other day, BET Jams was on. The guys who own the spot, it just had an old episode of BET Jams. I was like, oh, snap. You know, I ain't seen this in a while. So yeah. Oh, loving it, little brother. You know, that made me think about when we were trying to rap about 15 years ago. So it just brought back a lot of good memories for me. All right. Enough of this nice stuff. Let's get to it, y'all. Bop or not. It's a new year, but it's just the same old concept. You know what it is. We have four new things, four new tracks. They're not just things. They're tracks. They're songs. And we're going to classify them either a bop or not. And as I'm talking about this, Zach is getting ready with his weapon of choice. Maybe he'll explain it to us.
Was it a knot gun?
The knot gun, yes.
It's a knot gun, okay. Like last year. He's going to blast out. And I have mine too.
We got the sixth clip.
Ain't nobody thinking about nothing sexual right now until pause elicits that thought. Anyway, oh, first up, we got it's a good single, but is it really theirs? Best Friend by Doja Cat and Saweetie.
No.
Wait.
Not.
Yes. Wait.
Pause.
Yes.
Stop.
Not.
You yes. Did enough when it was supposed to come out originally.
What? What happened? What?
You're bigging it up like a few weeks ago. When it
well, yeah, but I didn't know it was going to sound like that. That was the thing. The reason why I say it's not is not because of the controversy between them and Cerati. It's specifically because of the fact, like, if it was Doja Cat's song, yes.
Okay.
But it's Saweetie's song.
It is
Saweetie's song. And Doja Cat bodied Saweetie's song.
She embodies a lot of stuff that she's on.
Right, but it's just like with that type of beat, that is something that would be more pertained to Doja Cat. Yeah. It is nothing that Saweetie would do. Like the cinema, and it was smart for Saweetie to even put out the video at the same time as the song because the song is lackluster without the video. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's nothing to write home about.
But I see TikTok girls dancing too, so I say it's a bop.
When I first heard it, no, it wasn't. I had to watch the video in order to get into it. So, no. Am
Man,
I
the
go
cinematography
back
on that video is just fantastic. It's great cinematography.
Because her ass was out and she was twerking. You do a 15-second
No, the angles, the lighting. It's good stuff. They did conceptually, it was a good video.
I mean, I was sorry. It was the fact that Saweetie turned her ass around and then she started doing a twerk walk.
One thing I will say is whoever makes Saweetie's wigs should be shot.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they got going on with that tennis ball ass shit. I don't like that. That ain't cute. That
it
ain't
keeps popping up, and every time I see it, I'm like,
that asymmetrical 90s cut that my mama used to do. Don't bring that back. We don't need that back.
I mean, hey. Maybe when she comes up on even more stardom, you know, the wigs will get better. You know,
that's she's just, been killing it prior to that. Like,
some girls can just be like, so attractive that like you could wear some stupid stuff on your head, and I'm cool with it. Like Rihanna with this mullet thing, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't hate it. It's but, like I don't like it, but I'm not.
I don't
like
this.
But
at
as
all.
You get higher in status, you probably get a new stylist. Like, no, baby, this ain't working for you. That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
need to stop doing her dirty in these short ass wigs. Stop! And then kind of found out that was her favorite look that she's ever done. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
Taste. You got to consider taste too.
Anyway,
so but the music though.
Yeah, that's what,
It's a not for me.
Thank you. All right. You looked at me like, what? Like, yeah,
I no, come off guard.
Personally, not. Like, but I understand. I can see it blowing up.
Yeah.
Just because.
Well, yeah, because.
Just because.
Doja and Sweetie.
But. Just because. Overall, no. No.
Uh-uh. Eli, what do you say?
Oh, I said it's a bop.
Okay.
Why? I mean, like I said, you're going to see TikTok girls like doing, like, using this song, and it's gonna take off just like that.
Doing stuff like
that. Like, that's the only sole reason.
Now, let me say this. Mm-hmm. You're talking about it being a bop for the people. Is it a bop for you?
Are you going to be in the car talking about, it's my best friend? You going to be doing that?
Am I going to be doing that? No.
I was messing with you.
Because I thought you were initially saying that through repetition, it will become a bop for you more. That's what I thought you were saying.
What do
I didn't
you
dislike
think
the song. Am I going to play it again?
Okay.
Like, no. But like, did I dislike it? No.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Respect.
Next song.
All right.
Next.
Good Days.
I didn't know she dropped it on Christmas though.
Like, yeah,
I
mean, that was her. Yeah,
you was too busy listening to a whole lot of Red seven times.
She released it on her grandmother's birthday. Rest in peace to her beautiful soul. They think you stupid.
I will go back and listen to this song.
So I'll say this, you know, because of course it is a bop. You know, I don't know why I didn't put two and two together when she's on the pommel horse and all that extended part of the of Hit Different was Good Days. Like, I didn't realize that until, like, oh my God, that's what she was talking about. But my thing is this. I don't even know, like, what else the next thing to expect from her, you know, like, because she's two for two right now, you know. And do we have any projected date of release?
I'm hoping it's nowhere near now, because beginning of the year is not.
No, it's not
friendly
to.
I feel like she would release it in the spring. When did she release the Control in November, right? Like November?
It was August, I thought. Okay. So 2017.
I feel like spring.
But I think she's strong enough to release in January. In February, the beginning of the year.
Drake's going to be releasing this month.
Yeah, so no.
She doesn't need
to. So you have to drop in February. She could maybe pull off February if she pulls some Valentine's Day shit. But yeah, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just wanting to see. I guess I'm wanting to peek behind the curtain. Where are you going musically with this?
Control dropped in June of 2017.
June. Okay. I knew it was summertime. But at the same time, I'm willing to wait, of course, but I'm just like, is the next one going to be a little more, you know, upbeat or whatever? I'm not saying that it needs to be.
She's releasing something like Good Days and Hit Different.
Because those aren't summer tracks.
Good Days kind of like springtime.
It's springy. I could see like springy.
Hit Different is kind of like.
That gave me fall vibes.
Yeah. That's exactly what it gave me. That's what I'm like. It's something going on.
Right now, we have no vibes. We're still in a pandemic.
I need her to release that song.
Drake coming at the end of the month. So I'm just saying.
In the winter.
Dark Child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I need that to be the next single.
That production was slamming, bro.
She was in the studio with fucking Dark Child. Release that shit.
And it got viral because that dude danced.
And she learned to dance. And everybody's calling it Shirt. Because
Shirt, yeah.
That's it.
I was like. The power of what, 30 seconds?
Right.
Yeah, man. Power of 30 seconds. Naming the song Shirt. Hey, man. I thought it was very good to, like, you know, bounce off of that. Yeah.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Why are y'all being awkward? I'm trying to, like, because it was like hella dead air. I'm like, yo, the dead air. Like,
I can't see what's going on. All right. Next up, Use Somebody by Division.
No. Hell the fuck. First of all,
Fucking
all. Let's go. Oh, we agree? Let's
go. She's on one today. Huh? We all agree. No. Let's
go. Let's go. First of fucking all, I don't know what in the entire fuck he is planning to do with this shit, but he just need to stop while he ahead. Just stop. Just stop production. Stop the plan. Stop everything. Just stop. Because I don't know who the fuck, what the fuck, how the fuck, or when the fuck you decided to release that. Nah, bro. Keep that shit back in the vault. But no, that shit is you going in a damn river walking with some Birkenstocks and socks. Like, what the fuck?
No one asked for nasty you somebody from Kings of Leon.
No.
No one asked for it.
Nobody.
And I was so irritated when I went back and listened to it for a second time.
And then you realized that
they said the sex is on fire. I'm like, what the hell?
And I'm mad that he literally took like the guitar portion and like the musical aspects at the very end. Like literally, and I'm like,
I had to palate cleanse. I had to go and listen to You Somebody, which is a phenomenal song.
It is a phenomenal song, you know.
I thought it was not as strongly as looks like some other people, man.
Nigga, no.
I didn't finish it. It didn't give me the effect of like the strong reaction I'm getting from around the table.
I put my shit through that because I was listening to a wonderful musical selection. And then y'all are like, oh, we're going to do Use Somebody by Division. And I'm like, okay, maybe it'll make up for that Jesus shit he was doing. And now he's doing this.
He's
and
covering this everybody's.
That was 10 times better than this.
Yeah, that was at least. Damn. That was at least something.
I didn't know y'all felt this strongly about this.
That song.
It wasn't that I had, like, I didn't have enough of a feeling about it. Like, it didn't register.
I don't even know who they is.
Dude. Still cut it on while we're, like, recording right now.
Oh, we already said we're playing music.
It's a great rock song.
Yeah, really good rock song. But like, I'm saying, like, this version, it was just like, I'm like, I don't care about this more than anything. It was not that, like, it didn't register.
Are you such into Pyrexes and crack that you can't like comprehend the egregiousness of the song?
Did they not stir the pot? I'm sorry.
First of all,
let me just say this. And this is what I, when I said this.
They disturbed the crack.
Why would you over this?
Because I was mad that this was one of the features. You know how when they do the New Music Friday, the big singles are always on top, okay? And so Kings of Leon also released a new single. And Spotify, being as clear as they want to be, put that right above Division with You Somebody. Because I feel like they were trying to be tongue-in-cheek with it as well. But this was the equivalent. I said this. This is the equivalent. The equivalent. Thank you.
We got you, dog.
He said Quibi.
Quibi? Like the streaming service?
Yeah. That's right. It's going down, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Somebody bought it out, actually, and they're going to have the whole catalog.
This is the equivalent. There we go.
There you go.
When we get on white people, but putting raisins and putting things
and potato salad. This is the
audio version of putting raisins in potato salad.
Yes.
And this is actually the reverse because we get on white artists for taking stuff. Do you remember when who was that? Taylor Swift took September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We are not bringing that up.
I pushed that out of my memory. I repressed that memory on purpose.
I'm sorry. I was like,
skin literally started crawling.
You took this great song by this artist. These artists who are white.
Dead ass pulled a.
Oh God.
Please stop.
That's what she did. That's what the fuck she did.
Oh my God. No.
Do you remember?
No.
Is it really that bad?
Yes. It was soulless.
That was more egregious than this. Guys,
no, I'm sorry. This was trying to inject so that it need to be because the song is soulful. That Kings Leon song.
This was corny. Don't get me wrong. This is corny, but like
I'm sorry.
It's no more corny than.
That's what I feel.
This is not the most egregious song on this.
It's the one when you look up You Somebody. It's the song that comes to the top.
I mean, because you listen to Division more than you listen to Kings of Leon.
Oh, that's probably, yeah. Spotify know what they're doing. All right, let's move on.
How Drake let them?
This is the more egregious shit. Now, right now. Let's talk about it. Why are you doing this?
Please. See.
And this is somebody else's song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, nigga.
I was gonna give you a pass. Your parents are old. You know Earth, Wind, and Fire.
She okay. tried to do the thing yeah. that old boy did to Hey Ya, but
but he's good.
But he did that. Like that was actually fire when he did
Taylor
that.
Taylor Swift, don't do that shit again.
That's their original version.
I hope y'all got clearance for all this.
Okay, I'm doing that somewhere.
They ain't gonna come.
What year it came out? He knew he was killing it.
You know what year it came out?
Oh, this.
Yeah. How many ayahs I gotta say before you get it? I was a little pitchy.
I was so upset. Your parents are old as me and Zach's parents.
Okay,
we gotta get back on topic.
Because this is the more egregious song on this list.
I'm gonna blame C for this one.
What I do?
You
wait, what?
Hit him up, my YG, D3.
Why are you gonna blame me?
And Day Sulon.
I liked it.
What the fuck?
Fuck this shit. Fuck this song from the bottom of my heart. Fuck this song from the bottom of my heart.
I like it.
Because he thought he was doing some drill shit. He thought he was Pop Smoke out this motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you.
It was California
drill.
Fuck
you.
Like,
what is
California
drill? California drill. California that old fucking shit. If you don't take your ass to fucking Long Beach, leave me the fuck alone with this drill shit.
Go talk to E40.
I do not want to hear YG over drill beats.
I liked it. But I liked it mainly because Day Sulon is like, yeah, she's cool. That's why I liked it.
I was already over it by the time somebody else came.
Yeah, she was like the best part.
I got an app, bitch.
I was already checked out by that point.
I actually listened to all the songs. She was the best part, bro.
Thank you.
I had checked out
the rest of it. Nah,
I'm gonna have to fast forward. Somebody give me the timestamp in the song, so I don't gotta hear the rest of that shit. I do not want to hear no nigga that does not sound like they from Brooklyn doing drill music
or Chicago
or London.
Chicago, okay.
Chicago or London,
yeah.
Chicago, Brooklyn, London. That's all. Maybe Harlem can squeeze in there.
Well, you could do drill. Just be good at doing
just drill. Just do drill. Don't just do your YG verse over a drill beat.
Yeah, it aggravates.
Yeah, he couldn't do that. Nah.
You can't. No, if you don't do drill, it don't work.
150. 1 minute and 50 seconds.
All right. I'll give it a go later.
All right.
I'm not angry.
Moving on. Our next.
Wow, y'all really said no. Okay, whatever.
It was resounding, too.
Well, maybe we could pick it back up with here. So, for this next one, it's called Who's Due? Our new, it's not a recurring segment, just, you know, a topic for today. It's a new year, y'all. Okay? So, I want to know, who are you thirsty for some new music from? Okay? Who's been holding out for too long, in your opinion?
Who's going first?
All right. Who you want to hear from, Eli? Like, what artist has been, like, silent for a minute?
Be mindful with your choice, nigga.
Hey, I'd like to show you some. His name is Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, I hate you.
Because you can say that boomers say that about us. Our parents said that about us. We like their stuff, but then when we come out with something you know, new,
they're wrong.
What is that? Exactly.
They hear a curse word in a song and then they just can't hear the rest of the lyrics anymore.
It's like you just gotta cuss to make it.
I watched that Teddy Pendergrass documentary, okay?
They too raunchy. Mom, Two Live Crew. How the fuck you went to fucking, what the fuck was it called in Atlanta?
Freaknik.
Yeah, you went to
fucking freak dick. How the fuck?
I watched that Teddy Pendergrass documentary. I watched the Teddy Pendergrass documentary. Some of your mamas is nasty. I'm gonna just say that much. And leave it at that.
Period.
Just gross.
Ski Master Slump. That's how y'all asses got here.
Oh, go ahead. Who you at?
Ski Master Slump Guy.
Yes.
Okay.
2018, Stokely. Yeah.
Is Stokely?
That was his last project.
2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kendrick. Universe for me. Come on now.
I mean, you can have yours back. I'm not. Okay, can I just say one more? Mine was Isaiah.
Hey,
you already done gone off now, big dog. Go ahead.
JID. DiCaprio 2.
We don't even need this segment anymore. We can just move on.
All right. He's been out.
Next.
Shout out to Rocky 2, though, 2018.
Next project that we're going to talk about today, guys.
Man, I'm so fucking...
Who's up next?
Go ahead, C. Go ahead and say her
I
name.
I gotta go next.
Because this is one person. Just say her name.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. Go ahead.
Well, no, because Zach was like...
I'm still thinking. No one said it. Her. We're tired of your shit.
Honestly, I could do without an album because she's taking too long.
Oh! That.
Like, I really don't have to have an album from her.
I'm sure. I'm scared because when you do this shit...
I'm fine with her doing features. I'm fine with her just doing that. Because at this point, it's just like...
It's giving me
Ty Dolla $ign right now. So I need her to do something. Like ASAP before she falls.
And you know Ty Dolla $ign? That was his debut album.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It was?
Everything were mixtapes or EPs.
What? Yeah,
that was his debut
album. No, Free TC was the album.
Mixtape. It's not an album.
See, now I got to look that up.
Length of one, but... Yeah. Go ahead, AJ.
I thought
you were still scrolling.
Oh, wait, no, go. Yeah, sorry.
Her. I was going to say Frank.
You can still say Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
I thought Zach was going to say Frank. It's Frank Ocean, studio. It's time. I know you've got a club and you're partying and you're on your drugs. I need you to take that and spit out an album.
You said Frank.
Yeah.
But my thing is, what was the... Channel Orange was what, 2012, and then Blonde was 2016?
Yep.
Yeah.
He really technically put out three albums. Because the one to get out of his contract was technically an album.
Yeah, Endless.
Yeah.
The one with the stairs. The switcheroo.
The ladder and everything. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, it's time.
All right. What'd you got?
Know who's going to come out with an album? He should this year at least.
Who?
Tyler, the Creator. Because he does every 2 years, he comes out with an album.
Oh, okay.
So he should be coming out with something.
I could use a Tyler album.
I could use a Tyler album because Igor, it was straight, but Flower Boy is like...
I wonder what he's going to sound like now.
I need some, like, rapping Tyler.
Back. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he's going to be rapping. Because what he's been doing on features recently, else.
Like, that's what I needed on an album.
Okay. I want him to just do some ignorant shit he did on Funk Master Flex Freestyle and just do some ignorant shit for a little bit. Like, he's been really too woke for me. I need you to get back to your ignorant shit just a little bit. Just
but I won't. Tyler and Zach earlier said, stop lying to myself. But Rihanna, I know you're living in London now and you're no longer in the States. Please. A bitch is trying. Okay? I'm trying to.
She got a fashion house to run.
A makeup line.
Because isn't she over like one of the fashion, like one of the major fashion houses now?
She that stuff.
But you get the point.
She ain't worried about music, no. You know, from Tyler and Rihanna, that would be greatly appreciated on my end. You know, I'm also waiting for Beyonce. You know, I'm not a part of the Hive, but I just want to see what you know what? Let me retract that statement. Mm-hmm. Because my thing is, I'm all for the music that you've been releasing, but I'm tired of feeling like, let my people go.
Don't empower me no more.
Stop empowering me.
I want to pop Beyonce.
So would you put that indictment on the whole Lion King thing?
Yeah.
And Lemonade?
No, Lemonade was...
Lemonade started it, though.
I know, but I mean, it was because of Jay-Z. So.
I want Beyonce album, Beyonce back.
Yeah, I want Beyonce, like, I want pop.
Honestly, I'm good on another Beyonce album. Like, she cannot put out music ever again.
Nah, you can't.
Beehive, please don't come for us. I am so sorry.
I got you. AJ Wilson says, I'm good.
at Apologetics on Twitter.
At Apologetics on Instagram.
Because my thing is, it's just like with Jay-Z. I'd be cool. Jay-Z never put out another album.
Oh, you smoking crack. I need another Jay-Z album. I was going to say Jay-Z is one of mine. I was like, all
right. Yeah, it's about time.
I'm like, all right. I want to hear what Dreadlock Jay-Z got to say.
Well, but he put out an album last year.
That was last year.
Ah, I see what you did there. Yeah, a written testimony.
A written testimony.
Stop. You keep saying that.
Is that everybody? Nah, I do. Okay, wait till Jay Electronica put out music.
I want him to do another, like, I want him to get in the studio with another producer and just sit down. I want him in ninth.
Alchemist?
Nah. Alchemist is a little too grimy for what Jay's going to do.
Some gutter rap.
Jay's not gonna get into his gutter shit no more. He's gonna get into his investments and generational wealth bag.
I know who I want an album from. I'm sorry, Victoria Monet. I'm ready for her debut album. Like, okay. I'm ready for it because that EP was bomb as fuck. Okay, I'm done.
We're gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna take time and say that Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. I need an album. I physically don't know if I can live a whole other year without a Kendrick album. There has been too much motherfucking shit to go down on planet Earth for us not to have another fucking Kendrick album to talk to us about.
America is really ghetto right now.
Like, ghetto as fuck, bro. Like, it's really musty out here. We need somebody to decipher it.
I really just want to feel like I want to fuck some shit up as a black person.
I need some revolution music.
We're putting out the Kendrick's.
Not no Beyonce revolution music. I need a.
Not no coordinated leather.
I don't want. I'm not talking about the love shit. I'm not talking about some black love to empower us. Nah, I want us to be out in the streets ready to rise up. Not no, like.
My brother.
Everybody get their koofies together and we're going to get in right, these Janet. Streets, okay?
Wow. All right, Janet. For the audience, C has her Janet braids in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to protect herself.
She don't got the hat on, but she...
She ain't got the hat on.
Go ahead, pass me the hat.
Pass the hat.
Go ahead, pass
the hat.
Can
I can totally see
you
with the hat on.
Yes.
Period.
We're going.
Period.
Hold up.
Damn,
you
got a small ass head.
Ooh. You do got a head full of braids, though. So.
Fire!
All right. You ready? Okay. Let me know when you're ready for the...
We're actually taking a picture.
You're going to do the arm cross? I thought you was going to go with
While that's going on, Nick, what are you waiting for? All right. A couple R&B cats, you know. It's been 2017. I was like, dang, it has been that long. For Miguel. You know, it's been a while.
Hey. That's a good one.
Good,
coffee
you know.
In the morning.
That's
a good
one. You know, that's my shit. So I think
that's my shit.
Miguel, Sir, like for me, I still don't think Sir's album is talked about enough, that's in my opinion.
Show. Which reminds me of my other one.
Oh my God, yes, because Pineapple Skies was like,
yeah, Pineapple Skies was good. You know, it's great. So Sir, Miguel, and I would love to hear something, a project again from, if we can't get All About Cast, at least from 3000. I'm ready for, I know it's been a long time.
And him he'll kind of shut the, should make everybody shut the fuck up about this. Oh, Andre ain't got an album, so he can't be the GOAT. He can't even be in that conversation because he ain't got an album. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, well, I don't even know.
I don't think he's gonna do it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice, but I genuinely don't think
he's gonna do it. Rumors are he ain't got it no more.
Like a whole album? Like, or are you talking about
just like he's just struggling to rap?
Maybe he's going through some shit.
Maybe.
Quincy Handley, I mean, you're also on the board.
The Black Witch of Neo Soul takes your soul.
Please stop.
Quincy Handley.
Offspring.
Quincy Handley. Quincy Handley.
Shout out to Seven.
Please come to the front of the line, aka Schoolboy Q. I need a project. I know he was going through some stuff.
Like in the beginning of the year?
He usually releases like. Either like towards the beginning. Like, I need him to like, because since the Mac thing, he's been kind of like the last album was good, but since Mac, he ain't caught his stride back. So I want to see him really catch his stride and come to fuck back strong.
But you can't have Kendrick and Schoolboy Q.
Yes, you can.
Wonder if we ever
done. And SZA.
And SZA. Isaiah. Oh, yeah. And Isaiah.
Yeah.
And mind you, I think this wasn't Reasons. This was a mixtape. This wasn't Reasons album that just came out.
It gotta be Isaiah,
on,
right?
On yeah. Things. Oh, they don't Kendrick. Care about the new
artists. It's about the established ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're established artists. They don't coordinate their releases with the newer artists on their label.
Now, Schoolboy is considered the second, because the second most popular artist. Yeah,
J-Rock is really pushing the door down for that, because like people really, I'm surprised how many people really like J-Rock's last album. It was really good.
Second in terms of selling power.
Yeah, if we're talking, if we're adding everybody in, then yeah. But like, if we're talking about the original Black Hippie group, mm-hmm. I'd say Kendrick is their like mainstay, and then Schoolboy, and then J-Rock, like because of that last album, and because of I think Wynn was the one that really like, because it was like on the NBA commercials and stuff like that, and then the joint from the Black Panther project. So he really got a strong push in the last few years. Mm-hmm. So I'd venture to say he's on that list of people that I'd like to see what's next. He could take another year, though. The only other person I can really think of is somebody who dropped a bomb a few years ago.
Absolutely.
It's somebody different. Pusha T. Oh. Daytona dropped. We need to see what you can do after Daytona. Daytona was like a moment. So I'm really serious about
that. Also cut album cover. Shit.
But that's the thing, though. Like, Daytona went off. Like, it was
that's the Whitney Houston room, right?
Yeah.
That
was disrespectful.
That was a lot.
It's a lot of drugs.
Was it Ray J on drugs too with her?
Everybody was on drugs with Whitney.
Oh, I didn't know.
Whitney with Ray J.
You didn't know about that?
Whitney and Ray J were a thing. He found her in the tub.
AJ.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because what's the song?
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute!
Whoa. You don't know about that? The song about your the wife.
It's just
what's the song?
I don't remember the song. I just
It was a song about like bro, what's really good.
Oh my god, hold on. I gotta figure it out. I gotta find the song now. Cause he made a whole song about fucking her.
He was August Alsina before August Alsina.
But you know that's your sister, like that's your basically your sister's other mama, you know. That's that was Brandy's world. Some Whitney, you know, and I'm just like, maybe I don't know. You know what? That was so long ago now.
That's I forgot.
Yeah,
Ray J references. So Ray J's making headphones now. Like Ray J's just so.
I heard they're pretty good quality.
I heard they were too.
Yeah. Why they look? Let's go ahead.
Yeah, hey, y'all keep moving. One more person.
Go ahead, man.
Hitmaker got what them about, together. What the fuck?
What about Travis Scott? Like 2018.
Nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
He's a
hard pass.
I apologize to a future guest that plans on being on the show and my boyfriend. I'm good on a Travis Scott album right now.
It's a hard pass.
Yeah, but he's around enough. I like Travis Scott. I really do.
I like Travis Scott too, but
he doesn't feel like it's been gone long enough.
He's getting too commercially for me right now, and I'm like, I need a break.
I mean, that's
between Sprite and but that's McDonald's.
Ain't that the point, though?
Like, I don't give a fuck. Stop.
It's why I said what I said. I meant that when I my hot take. Like, what's about to happen?
It won't die because you always have some young kid coming up.
Well,
you know,
I mean, I'm comparing it to R&B. R&B, because I had this conversation.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
R&B got really, really, really poppy.
Yeah.
Really poppy.
Yes.
And then it just kind of like fell off the cliff.
Yes.
And it went pretty much underground.
Yes.
The seed fell to the ground.
Which is what you want because the underground. Exactly.
Yeah, I get that. But you have to realize mainstream R&B was not popping. There was no really. For 5 or 6 years, it really wasn't.
I think about with Destiny's Child dying off, I would say around like 2004, 2005 is when it just said, you know what? R&B is
yeah, it went to ICU.
Cause you had Chris came out in 05, and other than him, like who was moving records in that genre?
And so I think like artists just come out and I guess not defending the artists, but they're not uberly creative. They're not Like, it's very, but your top, your top tier people, like your Kendricks and your Coles and your Drakes are a lot more creative. But even that, like, they're pushed to do more poppy things.
I will say this.
What about Usher, though?
Yeah, Usher also, okay, Usher Trey and Chris Songz. Brown,
Trey Songz.
And even, think about it, though. Confessions was the peak, was the apex of his career, and that was 04.
Boyfriend.
He has not reached that pinnacle. And it's not because of him, it's because the whole genre just changed. The whole balance of it changed.
I have a hot take.
Rap, I'll say this, rap became more, you saw it everywhere. You see it in ESPN, you see it in mainstream. Right. And it became because of the athletes, you know, and it's been around, but it really grew in the last 15 years.
And with technology advancing, with things, with it getting easier to do music, it's almost, you oversaturate it. And so because you oversaturate it, it's hard to really find, everybody's doing it.
His voice. Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to have some really.
But it's also cheaper to go independent, to do your own stuff. And you're not in these very predatorial 360 deals, because I think you look at TLC, you look at Toni Braxton in filing for bankruptcy, like they got raked over coals. Great musicians, great music, great production, and they had nothing to show for it.
Right.
So I think that's why, you know, people, like you said, I like the analogy you gave. Something dies, and then from the underground, we get this good artistry from people who feel real and who feel accessible.
SoundCloud shit out my ear.
Yeah. I don't know what y'all got over there. Go ahead.
It's Boyfriend by Ray J.
About
where
Whitney.
He's talking about fucking Whitney to Bobby.
I have a hot take, and y'all might ask me to leave the podcast. I had a conversation with a friend about the Versus battles.
Okay.
They have again postponed Keisha Cole and Ashanti's thing.
It's never happening.
It's never happening at this point.
What was the purpose or reason this
and
time?
A fucking reason. Anyway.
Okay.
Ashanti didn't want to lose.
My hot take is, you know, me and a friend were talking about Versus, like who would be the next roundup, and my friend Gabby, shout out to her. She was like, well, what if Usher goes on Versus? Who would he go with? And I was like, oh, they were trying to get him and Chris Brown to go against each other because that would be the closest to it.
Let's go ahead and put my jacket on.
And so,
what are you talking about?
He knows what I'm going to say. So she was like, well, who would win the Versus? At first, off gate, I said Usher. But we started looking at catalogs. We started looking at features.
What is the name I gave you?
And you should have just kept on looking.
Conundra, if you say some bullshit
Chris
about
Brown.
Some fucking Chris Brown on this fucking podcast winning against Usher.
All right, y'all.
Oh, yeah, my God. No.
Thank you for another great listening party.
It would be the slightest.
No.
No.
Gordy, where can they find this at?
No.
Ma'am.
That was my hot take. I know. That's ma'am. All like y'all are really.
Out of all the R&B singers of my childhood, the one I can remember was Usher.
I know.
And you really just killed me out there.
I did.
I'm going to be honest with
you. But in a Versus, though. In a Versus.
Usher would.
I will say this. I'm going to say this. Hold on, wait, man.
I don't know if I can argue. Hold on.
Usher's three albums, Nice and Slow, 8701, and Confessions, would kill, I would say, majority of what Chris Brown could offer.
Mind you, that nigga put out two albums of fucking 40 tracks on it. And all of them are dead on arrival.
She's not even considering those.
I wasn't considering those.
But those three albums, when I tell you, and I'm one of the contingent who likes 8701 better than Confessions. A lot of people don't like that. They're like, what? What? Confessions? I like 8701 because it can't, that, what was I? 16 at the time. For me, those tracks mean more to me than the Confessions stuff.
And I understand that, which is
why were better songs to me.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I'm not looking at it from a standpoint of like, oh, projects. I'm looking at it at a standpoint of like actual 25 consistent songs that are mainstream. I'm thinking like that.
That's what I'm saying. Three, every last song is a single. My way, every song is a single.
Essentially.
Yo, like.
Every song you put on my damn
word. Let me.
You know I'm Usher stan.
I'm from the same era. You know, we grew up at the same time.
I know.
Crackhead nigga.
But listen, listen.
He beats women.
I think Chris Brown, if I mean, anybody.
Usher burns women, so, you know.
That is a woman? We would not say anything that's salacious.
What, about the Hershey's thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
That ain't no. Go ahead.
Let it burn.
I grew up with Chris Brown, too. You know, Chris Brown was my R&B singer growing up. But, nah. Usher is just like I can hear when I play the thing out in my head, I just hear like, okay, Chris plays this and then Usher plays this and it's like, damn. Like Chris can go,
Usher can literally play My Way like six times and every time he's beating Chris Brown.
Not six times.
Like
you mean the album or the song?
The song.
Oh, no, just the
not
song.
Six,
oh.
No, not
yeah,
six
I love
times.
The song, but
not six times.
Play the whole album, you know.
I mean, I really thought about it, and I'm like, ooh, if he played, because I had to really dig.
Hold on, the album was My Way. It wasn't Nice and Slow. It was My Way.
I let you spot.
My bad. Yeah. My bad. Because
no,
the song
was
Nice and Slow.
I was
My Way.
A single.
Yeah, this is.
I was looking at all the songs. Like, I went through Chris Brown's whole discography, and I was okay.
You were going to have to show me.
Usher's?
You were going to have to give me.
Huh? I went to features,
Usher's?
Too.
Did you go through Usher's whole discography?
Yeah, I did.
And his features.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think, if you want to go pop or if you want to go R&B, which one are you going to take?
He can do both.
Chris Brown
can do
both.
I mean, Chris Brown can pop, but the thing is that internationally, Chris Brown is
every Chris Brown song that I would say towards anybody else that's ever made music that's on that level of just male R&B artists, I'll be like, oh, damn, I don't know what they would do with that. But then I think of an Usher song that he'd just come right back and smack him in the face. Like, I'm like, all right, when I hear,
yeah.
What's the?
Wow. I don't know what that is.
I can't think of the name.
Is it Chris Brown or is it
it's Chris
Usher?
Brown.
Do it again?
In the dance studio. Say Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he could play Say Goodbye, and I'm like,
God, so,
like oh, it's a good song.
It oozed pop.
It was great, but then like I'm like okay,
was coming out of his ears.
And then like, what's the one he's on the roof?
Who, Usher?
No, Chris. Oh, Chris. I can't think of the name of his song.
I think it was on a lot of shit. I don't know.
He was on the roof a lot.
Metaphorically,
like it's a lot of Chris Brown. There's a lot of Chris Brown songs that I love. That I think Usher has a song that is just better.
So if you think of Take You Down, if you think of With
Take
You
Down is the one on the roof that I was thinking of. I think he was on a roof on that one.
No, he didn't. He never released a video for that. It was a concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a live concert. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But I mean,
project.
I don't know. I was like, ooh, wait. So I'm a Chris Brown fan, so I'm just like,
please don't judge.
But initially I was like, yeah, Usher would take it, but then I started looking, I'm like, damn, Chris Brown got a lot. And I'm not even speaking pop features. I'm also like, damn, he also has songs with DJ Khaled. He has songs with this. He has songs
if
with
he
this.
If he brings any of them DJ Khaled songs into that battle, he's losing.
Oh, well, okay. But,
yeah, but he has a lot of songs. He probably has more.
That
of
nigga
those hits
has
than
a lot
song.
Of shit. But the thing is that
can you make that list of a million songs that you got into a distinct 20 songs that's gonna beat Usher Raymond?
I will have to go.
Because I have many songs.
I would
albums.
Genuinely have to go through all them bitches. Because I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even include any of his new albums.
Ooh.
None of Chris Brown.
So you stopped at what, Fortune? Are you including Fortune or?
The one that don't got 40 fucking songs on it. I didn't include those. If he
oh, you mean that recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. The last two like, had what?
I mean, because you got to think, Fame had Deuces on it, and it had Look At Me Now.
He played Deuces,
and it
I'll Play
had,
Climax.
Wait, no.
He played Deuces, I'll Play Climax, and then what do you do?
Play that behind the...
I mean, because it's like you got to win the battle, so it's just
like... I'm like...
I mean, you got to Look At Me Now. And then on top of that,
Usher just
could
come
also
in with
go
a dick.
In his vault and pull like a song that he did like with that. Chris Brown. So it's just like, you got that too.
I like that.
Whose song
Look At Me Now? I'm playing, yeah.
That was Usher.
Okay.
He better not play that.
But that was an international
without
hit.
You, but yeah. I know. But yeah. If he were to play that,
Chris Brown
would play Yeah 3 times.
Yeah.
That would he would play that.
Do you mean Usher would play Yeah 3 times?
No. Chris Brown
has
a song
called
Yeah 3 times. And then Usher will play his yeah, and then
his without.
Oh, his yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Watch this. Lil Jon from the back.
If you start pulling Lil Jon out the back, then you just lose the battle.
Just lose.
He'd make it fun to watch. It's called
Yeah, right?
But it's not called Yeah Three Times. It's Chris Brown.
Yeah, Three Times is by Chris Brown. That's the international. When you picked Usher's Without You with David Guetta, I was like, okay, and Chris Brown would play Yeah Three
Times.
That would be that battle if they were to.
See, that's what I want. I want songs that match kind of like in style. Like when you said Deuces and then Climax, I'm like, those two different things.
I'm just dropping shit that's like, I'm Usher. I'm just dropping whatever the fuck I want to drop.
Okay. Like, because if you do Take You Down and then Can You Handle It? Or Nice and Slow.
Tell me this. Deuces was after the whole Rihanna. That was the response to the Rihanna stuff? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't like that song, but that thing was bad. That song is not as good now than it used to be. That song did not age well. It doesn't sound as good as it used to sound.
It doesn't age well at all.
Like, if you play that in the battle, whatever Usher song comes next is going
to work. Yeah, we got to move, man. What were we talking about?
What were we talking about?
Who want to hear this year?
Well, we
pretty much listed everybody.
We did.
So now let's go into
our album review.
Carrie and Jasmine Sullivan Hotels,
which is actually an EP. Jasmine Sullivan Hotels.
It is the Psalms of the Black Millennial Woman. Can I get an amen? Oh, I'm in a room full of niggas. That's right.
So. Let's just throw it out there.
Cuffing season. No, it's definitely not called cuffing season.
All right, all right.
Hotel. It's called the hoe phase.
Say some shit like that.
It's definitely the hoe phase.
That is no.
They are not. She is not trying to find a nigga for the winner.
No, she is trying to find a nigga's face to sit on and then move on to the next fucking nigga. That's what the fuck she looking for.
Here's the thing.
Oh my.
In this story, this is a story of a bunch. Let me see. Of several women.
A gaggle.
And
a plethora.
A flock. A school.
Who are talking about their experiences in being in relationships that are typically meaningless, superficial, they're not deep, and they probably want more for those relationships, but because the men in their lives don't want to treat them right, they've essentially turned them into hoes.
And just like Donna said, the only reason why you fucking your husband is just so you can get some shit out of him. I'm done.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say this. The women aren't saying this as a thing that they want necessarily. It's what they've been resorted to. So a lot of you are like, well, this is empowerment. It's like, it doesn't sound like empowerment. For me, it sounded like you've brought us to this point.
And see, and listen to this.
You want to make me a hoe? Okay. I
guess we're going to get into this.
Did we fully intro the album? Or did we just...
I'm trying to do it now. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, we just kind of jumped in.
I'm trying to speak on it now.
Hotels by Jasmine Sullivan.
I'm trying to speak on it now, like trying to give the basis of it because, you know, it wasn't an album. It did have a lot of talking in it and just in terms of story. It was trying to tell a story. It was more than just these songs, than the actual songs. So what do we feel about this?
I'm going to let the niggas go first. Y'all got it.
Okay. See, just told us she going to let us go first if you didn't catch that.
She got up and got a brownie.
Yeah.
Eli, you want to? I'm good.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What are you staying safe? Luck of your butt.
I'll go.
Go ahead, man.
Man.
God damn. See?
Man, oh man.
Don't
man.
Just talk about it. Be about the
name. Hey, for real though, I fucked with it. I don't like the shit you be doing, bro. It's a little too even keeled.
I ain't like none of the actual tale shit.
But you just saying like what it was actually about, like the story behind it, Nick just said. All right, yeah. Now it's a complete project. Like it's a piece of art that had a meaning behind it, and would y'all say it's like a girl gone bad, but it's not even her fault, like type shit? Or is it more like...
No, it's completely her fault. She chose to do it.
It's just completely her fault.
And it's okay for her to
do
it.
Shut up!
What? See!
I was trying to clean it up.
No, they never cleaning it up! They're gold digging! What? Did you listen to this?
First of all, how the fuck you gonna say they gold digging, but you got niggas she got every fucking day going into the next pussy, to the next pussy, to the next pussy.
You said that to her while she got the nails and the new braids. You done fucked up.
Look here, Janet. I don't need and, your attitude, and the
lashes. And the lashes. And a full face of
makeup. So what? I'm sorry. What did I miss? Because they clearly said she was doing the gold digger on here.
Well, AJ, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
She's saying that because if she is investing in so much of her everything.
Why would I waste my time on a nigga that don't want to love me the way that exactly. I deserve to be loved? I'm going to treat y'all niggas how y'all want to treat us. Me.
Exactly.
Fuck y'all.
That's what she's saying.
Bitch ass nigga.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, you can say it.
But and niggas be lying every fucking day.
Okay, it'll make it right though, see?
I'll just say this.
Last no time. One is saying that anyone is right. Go ahead, Eli. What you
I was gonna say, like, lyrically, like, of course, I'm not gonna relate to it. But as far as her voice, like, wow, like, just wow, yeah, I could vibe with it.
You. Thank you. Next.
Look, I was trying to get there, but AJ's leading in the right way, and then just not sticking the landing.
Well, Zach.
Because she's doing all of this. She's getting money from these niggas. She's fucking whoever she want to fuck. But that's because she can and she should be able to.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not completely against that. I am not against that. That is the thing now. That is the thing. From May to whoever.
I'm Spike Lee in your ass. Right
okay,
now.
I don't care, Janet. Just sit down.
Mike is here. We can't hear you.
Carry on.
Nah, it's personal, man.
No, but for real. Like, and that was my thought after I got to listen to it. It's like, and just thinking about the music and songstresses and what they sing about nowadays, it's mostly like this. And so it's about me just getting my bag, me getting the next, you got to pay me, you got to do all this other shit. Mm-hmm. And so I get it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, and I'm with you when you say, well, niggas do the same shit. It's like, okay, that's fine.
So is your only valid argument the fact that you're tired of it and it's just not the simple fact? No, let me finish. And it's just not the simple fact that it's in 90s music where women were sneakily doing it and not openly admitting to it.
That was not what I was getting at.
Okay.
That's not what I was getting at.
I think the language of the phrase gold digger kind of fits into the theme of the album where, like, she's calling all of them hoes in the album, but it's in a form of reclamation. So it's kind of let's look.
You can do let's think about this album.
Let's think of like the value of that phrase gold digger in this context. Like when people hear, like she heard the word gold digger come out your mouth and that was the instant reaction. Whereas like,
fix your neck. Damn.
Or there's like, I don't think you necessarily meant it as like, no, it like they're being like scandalous, bad,
right,
thieving ass Kardashian. I mean,
cultural appropriating, you know.
Yeah, we're not gonna. Yeah, I'm not gonna finish the name family, I was gonna say, but y'all don't know. You weren't saying it like that. You were just saying it as in like that's in the context, action
in the context. Like yeah. I mean, they're about getting there. I'm not going. Like, what one girl was like, I'm not. Like the whole song is about like,
I'm not fucking with no broke nigga.
Right. And so, like, I'm not, please do not take my comments of, like, how dare y'all have this kind of conversation. No, it's not that at all. I noticed that's what the thing is nowadays. That's just the thing. Like, that was really the thing last year, too. A lot of music. I'm going to do what the fuck I want. Fuck being Miss, being a lady, being polite, and all of this shit or whatever.
What's up, bro?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm done talking.
To piggyback on what you just said, though, like, if a woman want to be like that, talk about like, the music and she should expect to be talk like
the politics like of it.
You about to die. I'm going right away.
I'm just saying. Like, I'll take that conversation.
Man,
you know
I think
saying?
That, you know.
She's going to kill you.
I think that, you know, the album.
So you just said.
I think that it's structured very well. You know, the sequencing on this is incredible.
Wait, hold the fight. You just said that if a woman is talking to you like that and explicit or just feeling like, you know what, if she wants to act like that, I'm going to treat her like that. Bitch, I'm going to fuck your life up because I wish a nigga would. Anyway, carry on.
This is feeling very, this is feeling very insecure review. This is giving me insecure review. This is giving me.
All right.
in between in between the songs we talked about, the little skits or whatnot, but I want to talk about the music. The
actual songs?
Pick Up Your Feelings, you know.
Man.
It was already released. You know, that was the thing of, I'm tired of it. You know, bounce, leave. You know, standard song, great numb song.
Just numb to the you know, bullshit.
Exactly. You know, Put It Down and On It.
Jasmine and Ari's voices together, they sound really good.
Really good. Really, like, you know.
I wouldn't be mad if they did an EP, like 5 songs.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
That would be dope.
It fit very well. Because a lot of people were like, dang, can Ari hold up with her? You know.
But
She was. Because I feel like we don't ask that about her, and we don't ask that about ATR. Let's keep it moving.
The beginning of 2021.
And Jasmine. Because they can run, they can flow with each other. They have that skill.
But the thing is, with that song, it was initially Ari's song because she played it on her live and she was preparing it. And then I think Jasmine agreed to like hop on it and then take it for her album.
You know, great choice. You know, I will say this, and there's a couple more, but I'm not gonna go through with all the music. We all love Jasmine's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. For me, I thought about this. Maybe this is not a hot take. Maybe like, okay, y'all, like, cool. She could do it. I could see, and I don't know if Jasmine can act, I could see her playing like Aretha Franklin. Because I hear something in her voice.
I think they're already doing a biopic. Jennifer Hudson
already grabbed it.
Jennifer Hudson can scream very well. Ooh, and, you know, I give it to her. She says notes very loudly. They're on key.
He has not said the word sing once.
I'm going to keep that to myself. Never mind. Go ahead.
They're on key. But for me, though, and she's an actress. You know, Jennifer Hudson can act.
It's like her in Fantasia.
He had said sing once.
They both scream.
But they
both scream.
They do scream. But I can handle with Fantasia. Because the soulfulness in her voice, for me, and I forgot the girl's name. Say her name again.
One thing Fantasia will do, she's
going to
take that.
Jennifer Hudson.
As you mid
ripping her apart, you forget the girl's name.
Because here's
Fantasia
the thing.
Gonna take them shoes.
Y'all the one who introduced her. I feel like Aretha would be done very well, more so, with Jasmine's voice. Very nice gowns. You know, another Taylor Swift reference on this show. All I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna go into the message of it because I think we've gotten to that. You know, if a lady who wants to love you can't, and she says like I have to do this, you in the wrong. I don't care what nobody say, and it's not a thing a man's supposed to set an example. But what I am saying is this. If you're going to get on her about that, why don't y'all talk about, okay, why is she acting like, why do I feel like she's just trying to be a gold digger or whatnot? What is it about? Maybe ask, what are her experiences? Maybe she's been done wrong. You know, maybe,
let me set the record straight.
Go ahead.
I am not against what she was saying. By no stretch of the imagination.
I'm not saying that you're saying you were against it. This wasn't even about you being against it or not being against it. I'm just giving you the credence of why. Because it doesn't come from a place of I'm trying to scheme or whatnot. That's not the foundation of. The foundation is usually hurt.
Bitch is tired.
They're tired. You know.
That's all it is.
And I feel it because, tired. You know. Now, here's the thing I will say. There are some men who have been done wrong.
By women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a lot of times, it's because that woman's been done wrong first. I've never met a woman who's just vindictive off jump. You know.
You ain't lived life yet. You can't
She's either been hurt or she's seen somebody in her family
get
hurt.
Y'all just got me over here like anxiously organizing my pocket stuff.
I'm sorry. We're creatures of habit. If I see my mama dealing with a bunch of no good men or whatnot, I feel like she learns from that. Or my sister or whatever, she learns. Just like guys learn from their dads and their uncles and their brothers to be dogs.
I'm the exact opposite of my pops. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like,
that's the anomaly.
People don't go out of their way. They don't start off like that. People are a blank
slate.
There
is a reason.
There's a reason behind
this.
There
is a reason.
That I understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the music a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay, Zach. The music was great. I loved every song that was on
here. I mean, I just thought it was very well put together. I just thought it was a music project. Like,
but it is called Hotels. They're tales. They're stories.
Yes, and there's like, it's interesting that she structured it like this. Mm-hmm. I was expecting initially more of like a linear story coming about, like,
okay,
why
yes
this well, she hotel went, she went thing came about education. And then she went more
she
into
to
like
tell
a,
somebody else's or allow people
little
to
vignettes yeah. of different like
what
you
is
know.
Love?
Yeah, so it was a cool concept. I like it. She did all the structuring things that would have initially made me really annoyed with the project, and then
well, what about
did
the
it well.
Transition from old girl to lost one.
Oh, that was perfect.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the idea of saying, oh, this is an EP. That's things that make me roll my eyes when I think of a project. Like I roll my eyes when I heard
why
that.
Why she take so long to say that? I didn't like that. Like
she literally waited until like the day before.
She never called it an album,
and then,
and then
like,
everybody was calling
I'm feeling
it an
anxious
album.
That you all yeah. think this is an album. Like, ma'am,
yeah,
did you correct
us? I mean,
because
it's like 14 songs.
Like when
man.
I think of a project yeah. that makes me roll my eyes, I think of projects that are like that call themselves EPs when they're clearly albums. I think of projects that have a million interludes, but like all of that stuff I was kind of fine with, because like when I think about the project like as a whole, like it felt like an EP really, like mm-hmm. you know, it when I listen to it, does it feel like, okay, I'm listening to this full album of music? It felt like, you know, this is just it's those little vignettes, it's those little mm-hmm. like mini series of stories that are going yeah. on. It's like the Black Mirror of black women. So you know, it's just little stories that are being told, and I thought that was a cool concept. And if she's got like a real album coming,
yeah,
and
she's
gonna build off of this energy and this like vibe that she's on right now,
it's
I'm with it. I'm trying to hear it.
All right,
there's nothing.
AJ, let's let you be the last thing because we gotta keep moving.
I was going to mention Anderson .Paak.
Oh, briefly. My bad.
Anderson
I ain't
did
even
a great
piece, but whatever.
Job.
You did.
Yeah. No. She just kind of.
You
went
were
off
responding
on,
to.
Yeah, she was just kind of going off on him more than anything.
My bad.
I thought that Anderson did a great job of doing his part, and like, you know, he added that playful element to that song of being like,
money,
like he, you know,
money,
just
money.
Like she just kind of drained him.
Pay for CNA classes now. I'm fucking.
Now you
want to
be a makeup artist? Like that's just what I love about Anderson. He's just so playful and fun on everything. Even when he did like the serious song about the lockdown last year, it was still kind of fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that, and then her, she just did her all over that song, and it was just like, And then the Tiny Desk with it too. Gosh, she should do a live version of this EP.
That's what I said last show. Wait, did I? No. Last show I did suggest. That. I was like, ooh, it'd be cool if she did like a whole live version of
this. No, like now hearing it, this should definitely have like a live version come out, like a Spotify, whatever thing.
But you know, when you talked about the Anderson .Paak, it made me think about when on the last album on reality show, when she talking about she got everything done on her body and it still didn't matter, you know, on mascara. It didn't even matter. So now I'm doing it back to him. You're gonna have to spend some coin on me, you know, because you know I've been hurt in the past too.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of
vocally. Let's see. Go ahead.
No, she said she wanted to go last.
Go ahead.
She said she wanted to go last.
Vocally, Jasmine is leagues above most, if not all, of your female singers out right now.
And male. Yeah. Just singers in general.
Like, specifically when it comes to females, most of them come from the Janelle Eco
Whispers.
The Whisper singers. And so, and it's cool and it's fine and it's all and dandy, but at the same time, like,
we need somebody to sing.
Sing, i.e., Jasmine Sullivan.
Jesus.
We need vocals.
Yeah. But that was it. That's all I had to say.
Thank you for all of your contributions on your take on this album.
Well, I feel like a white man when he says something, he didn't really understand what he was saying. And it's like, oh my God, what did I do wrong?
I don't see color.
Oh, God, that was
please
people.
Don't get me started. Okay, so
thank you all for your contributions on this album. I will be resigning. I'm kidding. Nah, but it's moments like this that I did as. So I'm like, damn, I wish there were more girls here so we could like all go in, but whatever. Okay. So obviously I love the album. I love Jasmine Sullivan as a whole. Vocally and sonically, this project is, I mean, it's been 6 years, so it's time for something. I am glad that she is starting to get into more of a creative bag as far as like making the suggestion recently with Issa Rae about doing a visual thing with this and adding extra songs and doing all this other kind of stuff, because then it'll just continue to allow her name to be relevant instead of like in hiding or like, hey, whatever happened to her? Like, right. We ain't getting
insecure, right?
Yeah, she did Insecure. Yeah. She did that song with Bryson Tiller.
The relationship's already there. So
yeah, so it's just like she can do that. As far as the album as a whole, I mean, I got a nigga and I'm just like, damn, I feel it. But it's just
moving on.
But it is. It's just kind of like
I'm sorry. Oh boy.
So anyway, how I feel about this album is that it was just beautifully put together. It was smart. I have my favorite tracks on there. Obviously, I like Sit On It. I like Put It Down. I even like the intro because I'm like, damn, we starting off like this. You in a bed with a nigga you don't even know. This is great. Yeah. But ultimately, fuck these niggas. Get your money and get what the fuck you deserve, since these niggas don't want to pay you the time or the energy that you deserve. Reclaim your time, bitch.
And that's on period.
Boom. That's how the fuck I felt with this project. Reclaim your motherfucking time, bitch. Get your money, since they want to treat you like shit and dick every other bitch walking down and not take into validation or accreditate. That I'm probably using wrong terminology, but I don't give a fuck. And they don't want to consider your fucking feelings. All right, bet. Pay me, nigga. Run me my money. And I'm pretty sure she's already using discernment that she knows that most of the niggas she hooking up with ain't shit anyway. So she's just like, you know what, whatever. Let me have fun with it. So yeah, that's my take.
All right. Whew. Spoken true.
Hope you still got some energy to
I do
your earworm.
All right. Yes, that is, I hope she has enough energy too, because it's now time for our earworm segment. And as you all know, that's right. Earworm is where one of us takes a project and then tells the rest of us, hey, guys, listen to this. This project means a lot to me. I really want to hear what you all think about it. And so this time it is C. And so C, I'm going to let you introduce the project. What you had us listen to? Why? You know, what this album meant to you?
All right. So the artist that I have chosen is Nao. I can't pronounce
Nao.
Nao, I am so sorry. But she is an English singer-songwriter and record producer from East London. Her sound has been described as soul combined with an electronic music, funk, and R&B. So she coined the term wonky funk to describe her album, and that is from The Wonderful World of Wikipedia. But I decided to pick her because a lot of the artists that I tend to find that are in this realm come from the Colors Studios little facades that they have on there. And I checked her out a few years ago and I was like, oh my God, her voice is like so like, it's whispery, but it's also like, tweedoo-doo-dee-doo-dee. And I'm like, ooh, bitch, who is this? What is this? So then I checked it out and I heard For All We Know and I was like, what the fuck is this? Now, I'm not going to lie. It is some songs just kind of like, I can do without. But majority of it from the takes of hearing her in the recording studio and just hearing like the funk, the instrumentals mixed with her little twist on it. It just makes me feel so whole and so alive. And it's a great start to get my ass to work. So I just want to know what y'all think of it. Yeah.
She a gold digger.
I thought that it was a good project. I really enjoyed it. It was a fun listen.
I thought you wouldn't like it. Okay.
I know. It was a good listen. It was a good, like, car listen for me. Like, it was good to throw on and head to work. I will say this. It didn't, like, stick with me to the point of, like, oh, what's that song?
Yeah.
I didn't go looking for songs. I just, it's a good thing for me to just put on and be able to.
It's a good vibe. Like,
yeah, it was a good vibe.
Like a vibe. You hear that, Eli? A good vibe.
Don't start him up. I don't want to yell no more. I'm done yelling today. So, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're good.
I mean, I was about to praise the album. That's all I.
We're not going to start this. I thought it was a good project. Like I said, I don't really have any standout songs on there because, like, it just didn't. It wasn't that kind of project for me when I listened to it. But it was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Her voice is cool. Her, the feel of the kind of music that she makes, I like it too. But it's not. It's nothing that's like. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like. Yeah, there's no like wow factor to it for me. It was just like, oh, I like this. I was jamming.
I figured because Jasmine released it, I was like, let me not do that. Let me just pick something that's like, all right, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, same for me. It's a vibe. It's like, there wasn't like really anything that kind of just jumped out at me. Oh, man. I think, well, no. Let me take that back. It was.
I like happy.
I like trophy. Mm. I like trophy. Mm. But like, for the most part, it's kind of this. The same kind of vibe, whatnot. I was surprised. It was like, I haven't listened to anything, an R&B album 53 minutes long and forever.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, is this still on?
Yeah, that's where I got to. I was like, damn, this is actually kind of long.
Yeah. She could have, like, 5-6 tracks, just left them there. And honestly, Saturn, I like Saturn way better, which is her second project.
And I was contemplating picking that one.
But. And so when you said now my mom went to Saturn, like I can sit here and I can pull up this song with Sir, Saturn with, I don't know how to say his name.
We drive and we disconnect.
Right, Saturn, Orbit, Drive and Disconnect. Mm-hmm. Like I can name songs on the second project. They're just, like she did a live version where she went from Saturn into Orbit and like, or was Orbit and Saturn. Anyway, but yeah. I thought I had listened to this before. I hadn't.
Wow.
I only listened to Saturn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh, I already know he didn't like it.
The Apostles of Singers. What do you got to say?
Y'all.
Oh,
when I tell you
he don't like it,
that this album was so good.
What?
He pulled me. Yes. Give me. I'm gonna tell you why. I had to reserve myself. Okay. I'm glad.
Have you heard it before?
I hadn't heard it before.
I put you on.
You did. You really did. I had seen her name around, but I
y'all really thought he wasn't gonna like this.
I mean, I thought because like of her voice.
I knew
like
her voice is like
not the beats or the production, but the voice.
This is why I'm gonna tell you why I love this album so much. The opening part. Now I'll say all the bad stuff first. I'll say the bad stuff first. It could have been 4 tracks shorter for me. Mm-hmm. I give you that. But the way it opens up, I heard Full Moon in terms of the production value, because when Dark Child released Full Moon, people didn't get it. O2, it was just too weird. He was bringing in a lot of European stuff. This is what this is. That's why this album feels like, dang, this could have been released, you know, 15 years prior and would have been really, really good. It would have been current on what was going on. I love when you read the Wikipedia thing, because I did too. The wonky, I was like, yes, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I also hear? I also hear early Brandy exactly too in the first part. It just has that vocal effect over it.
Right.
But the way she sings sounds like young Brandy and the way the production of the songs. So I heard Brandy's first and third album on this right here, you know, which went 2 different directions from her vocals to the production. And then there was another, as the song went, the album went on, she got a little bit darker, a little bit more serious. It was less poppy. It was a little bit, and the electronic came out. And the end of the song, one of the songs, I'm mad I can't remember, was like, dun, 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 dun. It gets really loud. I'm like, oh, snap.
This is a trophy.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Is it Trophy?
I think it might be.
It's either Trophy or it was in the middle. I was like, because the instrumentation of how just it just is just giving you this very industrial sound.
It was Trophy?
Dun, dun, dun.
This the one that had that guy on there?
Yeah.
AK Paul.
Yeah.
Like, see, you know who else that sounds like? It sounds like Little Dragon, and which also sounds like Prince. Right. Prince would have something like that.
Yeah, I couldn't put my finger on what that sound reminded me of, or if it had been sampled or something.
So, which I love Little Dragon, I love Prince, I love just that this just is very like wonky sound. Is very, I'm glad she used that word because I love that word, and just distort it, because if you took it off, you could hear she has quality voice,
right?
But yeah, like I said, I love it. I can't believe, you know, Zach said you said you thought I would like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I thought this was right up your alley.
Yeah, because so, I was like, I was mad that I hadn't heard it before.
So where this excels at, this first project excels at,
okay,
she improves on that on Saturn.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Like, her pen game is strong on, like, that's what I loved about it. Like, the pen game on this one was really good, but her pen game on Saturn.
It excels on Saturn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I threw that album, so he could, come listen to Saturn.
You would say it goes into the next atmosphere.
All right.
All right. Eli, what did you feel about For All We Know?
I liked it. it was cool. Like, when I listened to it again, the whole project, no, but I actually liked seven songs.
Okay.
Her voice, like a lot of people had great voices today. Like, just about almost everybody had a great voice today. But hers was really, like, unique in a sense of, like, how she could, like, sit on, like, the instrumentals and, like, all the instruments, period. Mm-hmm. And so, shout out to C for picking this project. I never knew who the hell she was. probably never would have listened to her. Or, pretty much, to be real, anyone today I really would have listened to.
Damn.
But I'm glad I did, because, like...
Wait, you've never listened to a Jasmine Sullivan project?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her?
Wow. Nah.
All right. So, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the listening party today.
Yeah. We'd have ended this podcast like three times.
You can find us on Instagram at Listening Party Pod.
You know we got a whole nother
segment. Yeah, I know.
All right. Anybody else want to chime in? I think Saturn would be the next thing that I want to do. Oh, also, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Again, I'm talking to the guys.
Oh.
The guys.
Listeners of the podcast, if you want to be a guest, because we want you to come in and give us your earworm. I know we're going to endorse it at the end of the show, but I really want you all to understand we want to hear from you. Please let us know. We'll give you more information about that. Next up, AJ, you will be next, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. You already got it in your mind what you want to give us?
What you
okay.
going to give us?
What we got? What all we right. got?
Blast.
By who?
The artist's name is Blast. Hold on, let me get the
name. Oh.
I think it was Love, All Love Lost, something like that. Hold on. Okay. I'll tell you in a sec.
While he's looking that up, yeah, guys, I'm excited. See, thank you once again for that. That was a great, great, pick.
No
pick
love
choice.
Lost.
No Love Lost.
Okay, y'all found it?
Yeah, it's called No Love Lost.
The deluxe edition?
Yeah.
Okay, by Blast. All right. If you want to, hey, listener, if you want to go out and check it out, there's an endorsement for Blast.
And then you can come back and listen to it with us.
Exactly. You know, get
see if you agree on listening party. Yeah. Our hot take.
That's right. It's a young man, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He getting his hair braided.
Oh. I was about to sing braid my hair, but like, no, that's Kelly.
Oh, baby. No, it's not. That's Mario.
I thought, who sang Braid My Hair? Or was that the end of a song?
Oh, baby, won't you braid my hair? That's Mario.
That's Mario.
It's like his second single.
Yeah, and R. Kelly was like,
I'm sure
we're not
did.
Talking about him.
That's what I'm saying.
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Who?
He said R. Kelly.
Who?
Robert?
All right. Last but not least, let's go ahead and land this plane.
He really used y'all to know say, it's the Piper. He really said that on the song. And
yes,
like,
yes, we continue to listen to him.
And
like,
we
it
just
was okay.
Danced. And we just danced.
Y'all told me to stop talking about him, and y'all still going on.
Which
is,
up.
I ain't saying
nothing.
This is what happens.
I stop.
I ain't saying nothing.
It's the after party, and I just got two questions for you.
Speaking of
what's up?
Did you hate Soul, or was it just Wonder Woman 84 that you hated?
Wow.
What y'all been watching?
I liked Soul.
I didn't get to watch Soul.
You didn't hear about all the stuff around Soul?
No.
Oh, about black people and always their having bodies to depict them and them turning into animals.
Unhuman.
Or things. Like what? They have to be dead in order for a point to be come across.
Yeah. You ain't heard that, man?
Hell no.
Yeah. Like, yeah. People are like, you know,
think about. And they put examples, too, of multiple Tiana, people of color.
Think about Tiana. Princess and the Frog. There's a frog.
Brother Bear. Brother Bear. And that's Native people.
Yeah. But they also say that Mulan didn't turn into anything. Pocahontas didn't turn into anything. Moana didn't turn into anything.
First of all, Pocahontas, they made it into a happy ending of her getting with a white man.
True. Okay.
Pocahontas was like 12. Y'all.
They straight up told you, do not trust these white men. Yeah, and what the died. Bitch do?
And that was
trust
written by
a white man. And then died.
And then white man
went to England. And
white
died.
Man wrote that line is the thing that's funny. But yeah. Let's continue.
Damn.
So, yeah. So the controversy around Soul again was that a black man, we only saw him in his body for maybe 10 to 20, 15 minutes at the beginning of the movie and at the very
end. What's that, Will Smith? The Spies in Disguise?
Yeah. He turned into a pigeon.
So I'll say this. Somebody else brought this up. I don't know if y'all saw this. Y'all remember, spoiler alert, you've probably seen Soul already.
I haven't seen it, so.
Oh.
Damn it, Zach.
I'll just say this.
I haven't seen it either, but my mom like said she put it on and like after a few minutes didn't like it. So I was like, damn, if Darlene don't like a Pixar movie, then it's a problem.
I'll say this.
I liked it.
You know how black males get misidentified in real life with stuff?
They actually did it with that.
And they did it in the movie. And it was Pixar-ish and kind of cute, but it was like, dang.
If someone were to call me like AJ,
exactly,
something like that.
You know, yeah. And they do something very violent towards you, like kind of take your life and, you know.
Oh, that kind of, that level of it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But in a Pixar-ish kind of cute, oh, my bad, sorry.
You can get your life back.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And the fact that it was seen through the eyes of a white woman, but I'm not going to go into all that. What did y'all watch? You know, I watched Soul.
I watched that. I liked it.
Did you watch
it? I cried.
Wonder Woman 84?
Yeah.
Hell no, I ain't watched that.
It was some mid. It wasn't bad. It was just not
it.
Like.
I didn't watch it either.
I didn't really care. Even from looking at the trailer, I didn't care to watch it.
I was hoping it'd be more like action-y than it was.
I hate the end of when something, the solution to the problem is
love.
Is love and if we all pull our hearts in bullshit. No. Fuck some shit up.
Beat his ass.
I did not come to see a superhero movie to see you solve everything with the power of friendship.
Yes. God, I hate the fucking power of friendship. I hate it in anything. Oh, we're going to solve this with the power of friendship. Fuck you and your friendship.
It's like the. Oh, it's like, what if the nigga from.
I've been watching that can go very dark. I was watching Pieces of Paper climb on the Capitol. That's what I've been watching.
Oh, boy.
Oh God. What television shows have you been watching, C?
NBC. ABC. CNN.
C-SPAN.
That's what the fuck I've been watching.
I've been watching.
It didn't happen. It
did
happen.
Not in listening party later.
I'm gonna just say this. I saw it, and I just carried on to mind my black ass business. Mm-hmm. And the niggas that were in there were just trying to find their stimulus checks.
We ain't gonna do that. No, we need to let them know. They're coons.
Yeah, y'all coonery at its finest. But yes, anyway.
But
go ahead, AJ. What you want?
Alice in Borderlands.
Who put you on?
Alice in Borderland. It's Japanese live action thing.
That shit is raw.
Can I talk?
Raw shit.
We ain't used to being back, y'all, because we had a little break. So, you know, this show, we gonna be on.
It's based on
a
manga.
They had a baby break.
Make sure you're watching this. This bad dub.
But why would you watch any anime and dub?
Thank you. Anyway. Thank you.
What?
Nah, I be trying to tell this nigga that same shit,
bro. Why are we gonna fight?
Wait, AJ, did you say you watch something in dub?
I don't watch anything in dub.
I be trying to tell this nigga, like, how did you even the stuff
that I've an anime watched some, watcher like, and I've watched some
stuff in dub.
I watch, like, you don't mind, you know.
I don't mind reading
something. If the dub is available, I like, and I'm doing something, I'll put the dub. I'm
not doing it.
There's some anime that I like the dub of, but like I still like the sub more than I like
the emotion. Naruto,
like the first, like when he was younger. Like I watched that in dub, but once he got older, like Adrian watched it. And sub, and then I'm like, oh, okay.
See, I'm not a super person. I don't shit on dubs because they're good dubs, and people work for them dubs, and they're black people who work on those dubs.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna watch the dub and support the black people on the dubs.
Then speaking of that. Black people and dubs, I watched this show called Lupin that comes on Netflix. It's about a
Lupin. It's not dubbed.
There is a dub of the show on Netflix.
Oh, it's, you're not talking about Lupin the Third? I was like, what?
No, not Lupin the Third.
Okay.
No, there's a show about this guy who's kind of like a master thief. And, you know, he's just trying to uncover some details about a crime that happened when he was a kid that, like, derailed his whole life. And it's a French show, but it's really good. You know, it's only at, like, 5 episodes out right now. And they said that they already have more coming. So, it's really good. I was really surprised. I kind of just cut it on as something to just cut on, and then I really ended up being into it. On Netflix, there's this thing called The History of Swear Words. It's funny kind of watch. It's not like like serious kind of like zoomed in, like really dissecting it. But they do like talk about the origins of these words a little bit. So it's cool, but it's mostly like, it's like 3 people that are like really like linguistic experts.
Okay.
And then like the rest of it is just comedians just kind of ranting about how fun it is to curse.
It's a good mix though.
Yeah. Because
if it was too, you know, on the nose with linguistic people, it'd have been like, okay, this is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good mix.
Yeah. So there's that. And then, what's the name of that show? Jesus. Hold on.
While you do that.
Please continue.
I'm going to just go ahead and get mine out the way. Y'all. Maybe I got to go back to it, and maybe y'all going to get on me, but I couldn't get into Bridgerton. I'm sorry.
Don't feel bad.
It's on my queue to watch it, so is it worth it or no?
Well, I started laughing when I heard Thank You Next being played by the orchestra. I mean, because I thought it was supposed to be about, you know, back in the 18th century, or maybe early 19th century, either one of those. And, you know, you got debutantes and everyone, you know. And I'm glad you mix of color with people and everything like that. And I thought they were going to be really about the time period. Then when I hear modern pieces being done with strings, I just started laughing. I was like, y'all got to stop playing with me. And then I didn't go back into it. So I'm pretty sure, give it a shot. Everyone loves it. Like, record number, 63 million people watched it, whatever.
Are you into to
period pieces? Sure.
Well, are you into Shondaland stuff? You into
How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal. Grey's Anatomy.
I never finished Scandal, never seen an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
No murder? How to Get Away with Murder?
The only thing I saw was when she took her wig off. That's
okay.
I highly recommend Grey's Anatomy.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to finish this up.
Interesting. Hinterland. I found the name of the...
Okay.
You're going to finish yours. Okay.
Done, yep.
Okay, my bad.
Hinterland is a show. I like British dramas. I like a lot of police procedures. I've told y'all this before. This one is being done by a Welsh people or whatever. Welsh is right beside Britain. Yeah, the Welsh, excuse me. It's called Hinterland, and it's the tech that he moved away from England to Wales, back to Wales. And I got to really listen to it because they talk with a heavy Welsh accent. Yeah. And they also, this is one fun fact about the show, they shoot it in English and in Welsh. So every scene has to be done in both languages. And I'm like, God, dog, you know.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But one thing I don't like about these series, the British series, that their episodes are 1 hour and 30 minutes. And I'm just like...
How many episodes are there?
There's like a few, maybe 3 or 4 or 5. And that's the trade-off. Okay. We don't do a full...
Yeah, you get shorter seasons but longer episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of like...
Sherlock.
Chewing gum.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Too. Yeah.
So that's basically what I've been watching. With in addition to sports, I'm done. Zach,
did you find it? If you are a fan of Bryan Cranston and not watching Your Honor,
is that on Stars or Showtime?
Showtime. Oh my God! Stressed the whole time. Every time I'm like, all right.
Go ahead and tell them the premise. I'm sorry.
All right, so the premise of the show is that like there's this kid. He's the son of a judge. And he is involved in a hit and run. And basically the entire show is him trying to cover up the hit and run. Damn. And like the hit and run is done. I don't want to say.
That's enough.
Yeah. If I say any more.
That's interesting enough.
It's stress. When I tell you I'm stressed every episode.
Did you say he was a judge?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a judge.
His son.
Yeah. Stressed the whole time.
It's great at
he's cranstoning it up. Yeah. He's cranstoning it up the whole time. Walter White it all over it. Yeah. Okay. There's just no meth in this, but Jesus. Every time he yells at his son for doing some stupid
How
shit.
How much is Showtime? Like,
I'm not paying for it. I'm reclaiming my time. Anyway. But no, like it's stressful. That's all I have to say. It's just stressful. Because if I say literally anything else, it's giving away stuff. I also have been rewatching some old stuff to see if it was as good as it was in my childhood. The first Incredible Hulk movie is absolutely positively complete garbage.
The first one.
Complete vomit.
Yeah. First one.
Ang Lee.
The one with
not 08.
No, not 08 with was, Abomination and all that, where he's fighting his dad and shit is the one I'm talking about.
Bad. Oh, that one.
So bad. Okay. So bad. The guy playing the Hulk, he should never have been allowed to play the Hulk.
You said what movie?
The Hulk. That one was called Hulk.
You said The Incredibles.
The Incredibles is good.
Yeah,
the animation does not hold up at all. The animation in The Incredibles doesn't hold up.
That's what I said at first.
Yeah, there's a lot of older Pixar movies where I'll go back and watch, and I'm like, ghetto. But yeah, yeah.
The first Toy Story.
Ooh. Yeah,
Monsters Inc.
That nigga trying to light toys on fire.
I can't remember the
Monsters
first
Inc.
Toy Story.
The animation was a little.
I gotta watch the first one again.
It was a little, but.
No, they're trying. Look at where they're at now.
Hey, animation's come a long way. Or just think of the stuff that we saw as like kids, and we were like, "Wow, this is amazing!"
With 3D paper glasses, not the ones where you poke the lenses out, and it was during the jerking phase.
Yeah, no. What was I gonna say? Like the Assassin's Creed games. Like if you look at the old Assassin's Creed games, and then like now, and like Assassin's Creed was like the peak of like. Animation and video games.
I would spend hours watching AJ play that game because I love the history behind it, the premise of it.
That story's deep.
Jumping off of stuff
if you look at the videos of the game now, it's like, and then you look at the ones that they're doing now, and especially the one where they did it in Egypt, gorgeous. Oh my God. So, but yeah, that's just a random tangent that I got off onto. But yeah. Your Honor is my like heavy recommendation.
Yeah, I gotta go ahead and get.
Go ahead and just figure out some if you need to.
I'm gonna put that.
You can probably get a trial, and it's probably for so long, and you can go ahead. And, is it done?
It's not over yet. Don't if you're doing the trial thing, don't get it yet.
Has anyone seen Succession? Is it good?
Succession is the one with the just like funny with the Macaulay
Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. Yeah.
I've watched a couple episodes of it. Okay. It's like, you'd like it. It's dark funny.
Yeah, okay.
Dark funny.
Kieran Culkin, I think.
Kieran
Culkin. That's a weird name.
It's Irish.
That's true.
But yeah. If you're not watching it, if you watch anime and not watching Attack on Titan, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Oh my God.
Stop, because I have to watch it.
You need to get on it now.
This is about to get messy.
Because, hey, truth be told, so...
You're talking about the final season?
Yeah. So, apparently, there's only 16 episodes in this season.
But there's two seasons. Two parts to this season.
No.
No, this is it.
This is it.
Oh, so they're not doing the two parts?
The thought process is they're going to do like they did for Demon Slayer and give it a movie.
A movie.
And then finish it up with a movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's too much... Like, it's still trying to wrap it up in the...
The manga is supposed to end in April.
Yeah, it's too
They had a date, like April 7th or something or whatever. But, like, yeah.
And it's so funny, the parallels, like, anyway, I'm not going to spoil. Just,
I can't wait to watch Mugen Train, by the way. Since you brought up Demon Slayer.
I can't either. I'm tempted to watch it in Japanese.
I'm sad.
I don't know what the hell they're saying, but I just need to see it.
I'm sad that I can't, like, watch it in theaters. Like, I really need them to figure that out so I can go to the theater and watch it.
You know, there's been movies that come out, and I've been tempted.
I watched Tenet too. I forgot how long it's been since we've recorded. I watched Tenet.
Is it good?
Don't move around or do anything while you're watching that movie. Because, like, literally, like that too, but like literally it's like sensory. It's a weird sensory thing that happens. At least it happened to me to where like I had to stop the movie in the middle of it while I was watching it and go drive. And so like, you know, yeah, I was like, so is your brain gets used to seeing things because while you're watching, you have to pretty much program your brain to see the stuff happening the way it's happening. So like I had to stop watching it in the middle of it. And so, like, I got in the car to back up, and I was like, shit, am I doing the wrong thing? So, like, wait. Nice. All right, let me think. Let me focus. Let me gather myself. And then, like, I was like, all right, we're going to focus and drive. Because usually when you're driving, you just, like, going through the motions. But I had to, like, pay attention.
Can the boy act?
He can act.
Okay.
And they got, what's it called? I forget the name, but it's the movie with him and Zendaya coming out.
Malcolm and Marie.
It looks like it's going to be good. And he's starting to get his own footing of Denzel's son.
And Denzel's new movie is supposed to be coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, ooh, wee.
With Mr. Robot himself.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ooh. And Jared Leto, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Robot does deadpan face so well.
I need him I need him to be a Marvel character so bad. I want him to be somebody. I'm going to say it
should have been, I love my boy, but... he should be, gosh, what is his name? Jonathan Majors playing?
Kang?
Kang, yeah. He should be Kang.
I was thinking of him as being...
Which Kang?
Kang is like, he's like a time traveling thing. He's blue. Oh, okay.
I was thinking of him as Doom.
I can see that.
Like, he's like creepy enough, but still normal enough looking. To play him.
If you wanted to give Nightcrawler his own movie, I think he could play Nightcrawler.
That would be dope. That would be like a X-Men Origins Nightcrawler movie.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
All right.
They do need to recast. Did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Yeah, other than like Attack on Titan, that's about it though.
Please continue to watch Jujutsu Kaisen, by the way.
Yes.
It's
I'm slacking on that though.
It's the next one.
I'm slacking on it.
You are
slacking?
You
gotta get on it.
Yeah,
great stuff.
Are you current?
I'm current. I was upset this morning when I saw the New Year's special uploaded. I was like,
this is like a couple weeks off.
I was so
sick. All right.
Well, that's folks, we've come to the end again. It has been great to get back up with the crew. It's been great to get back to talking to you guys and sharing with our fans, our listeners, about what we've been doing, what we've been listening to. Please join us again. Okay. But before we go, CK, you tell them how they can listen to us.
You can check us out at Instagram.com at ListenPartyPod to be able to follow us because we're so close to 100 followers. And you can also hit us up on our email to let us know that you're interested in being on the show and giving us an earworm to listen to. Oh yeah, also be sure to check us out on Twitter at TLP_pod.
All right.
And share us with your peoples. If you like us, if you love us,
yo mama,
if you're somebody that's listened to one episode, share it. Anybody.
Like it, 5-star review, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Twitter and Apple Music. Stitcher and Apple Music.
Okay, I was about to say.
Spotify. Yeah, leave reviews on Spotify.
Damn.
Stitcher and Apple. I found this out this week. Stitcher and Apple Music, you can leave reviews. So
okay. SoundCloud. If we're on SoundCloud yet.
SoundCloud. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, see you later.
Bye-bye. He did the thing. Peace.